Courage in leadership does not belong to the battlefield alone. It can be put to the service of conciliation and peace.
Those are the words of Israeli statesman Abba Eban, who died today. He helped persuade the world to create the State of Israel. Born in South Africa, educated in England, he became the first permanent Israeli ambassador to the United Nations. Eben was a forceful negotiator and an eloquent public speaker. Not everyone knew, though, that he was actually nervous in public. As he stood giving a long talk, his leg sometimes twitched behind the podium. In 1948, Abba Eban offered a defense of the Jewish state.
It would seem to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language, and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago.
The Palestinians who lived on that same land and spoke a different language would have disagreed with Eben's characterization. He was Israel's foreign minister in 1967, and after that year's Six-Day War, he defended Israel's capture of the West Bank, Sinai Peninsula, and more. But in later years, Eben negotiated the return of some of those occupied lands, and in the 1970s, he called on his country to return more of them.
Once it becomes generally understood that a military solution is not feasible and that an imposed solution is excluded by the international realities of our times, a negotiated peace will emerge as the only valid alternative. The central aim of our policy is to create this consciousness. We aspire to break out of deadlock into a new vision and a new hope.
Abba Eban criticized both Arab leaders and Israeli hardliners. He said that his country was tearing up its own birth certificate by refusing to share territory with Palestinians. Late in his life, Abba Eban was admired around the world, though he had lost much of his political following at home in Israel. Abba Eban died today at the age of 87.